What if Moby Dick opened not with the now famous Call Me Ishmael, but Call Me Shecky, or Steve Tripoli, or Mitt Romney? What if the names of classic protagonists had been open to the highest bidder? Several famous American authors have agreed to give readers the opportunity to name characters in upcoming books. eBay will hold an auction for naming rights in September. Proceeds will benefit the First Amendment Project, an organization that works pro bono to represent clients being sued over First Amendment issues. Amy Tam, who of course is author of The Joy Luck Club and many other novels, is among those authors willing to hand over some naming rights. She joins us from Sun Valley, Idaho. Thanks for being with us, Amy.
Good to be here.
And major character, do you know yet?
I don't know for my next book, but I have done this in the past. And, yes, there was a major character named after somebody who was the high bidder. And the name probably appeared at least 200 times.
Well, they got their money's worth, didn't they?
They did. Well, they paid a fortune. But also the person had a very unusual name. You know, that factors into what type of character gets that name.
Can we ask who it was?
Roxanne Scarangelo is the name, and it's a great name.
And who is Roxanne?
Roxanne is a woman who lives in New York who bid on it, not First Amendment, but for lung cancer. And, and so I was happy to do it for a good cause.
This is your book, Saving Fish from Drowning.
Yes.
How do you ordinarily name characters? Is there any one rule?
Character names do have to evoke something and obviously be a name that sounds unusual but not strange, and it shouldn't sound too cliched. Mm-hmm. I probably would steer away from a name that is like John Smith, unless, of course, John Smith wanted to donate a lot of money to First Amendment rights.
He could always be John Q. Smith, I suppose.
Right, exactly. There's often ways to make a name very interesting, or the character maybe deliberately must be named that because he must be anonymous in this, and he prefers to take that name. Lolita is one example of a book I didn't write, but also has unusual names like Humbert Humbert and Quilty and Lolita.
Do you know, Amy, does it ever happen that somebody will give money to a good cause but say, please, you don't have to put my name in, or please don't put my name in?
I suppose there are people who would do that, but I have never heard of somebody. I think people really like the idea that their name is going to appear in a novel, and possibly that they get to lead a different life. Probably what I would do in my novel is name a character anonymous.
An old Lebanese name, the anonymous family.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Amy, thanks very much.
Okay.
Amy Tan's new book, out this fall, is Saving Fish from Drowning.